I'm Rona Tarrant. The National Transportation Safety Board has said it's investigating after a newly installed pedestrian bridge at Florida International University collapsed, killing four people and injuring several others. Emergency services continued to search for survivors overnight under the collapsed bridge, which spanned several lanes of one of the busiest roads in South Florida. The bridge was installed on Saturday, and the university said it was designed to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. The top financial administrator of a Catholic university in Miami has resigned rather than step down from the board of a company that manufactures weapons, including automatic rifles such as the AR-15. Anita Britt had been facing backlash for taking a position on the board of the American Outdoor Brands Corporation, which she accepted after being hired at St. Thomas University. The Miami Herald reported that community members had circulated a petition asking her to resign from the board following the Parkland High School shooting, and university leaders had also asked her to resign. The United States has imposed sanctions on Russian individuals and entities for U.S. election meddling and cyber attacks. Along with imposing sanctions on 19 individuals and 5 entities, including Russian intelligence services, the administration also blamed Moscow for a campaign of cyber attacks stretching back at least 2 years that targeted the US power grid, including nuclear facilities. The steps announced by the Treasury Department represent the most significant taken against Moscow since Trump assumed office. More than 12,000 people have fled a town in the besieged rebel-held eastern Ghouta region outside Syria's capital Damascus as government forces advance. It's the biggest exodus from the enclave since the military stepped up an offensive to retake it last month and came as Syria's civil war entered its 8th year. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.